it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. Yo. What's going on, my dudes? It's your homie, JT for real, though. And we're coming back. And we are here. And we're ready to roll. Now, for real, guys. How's it going? Glad to be here. Glad to be doing my thing. I had a couple of things I wanted to bring up today. But one thing that really hit me, I hope it's not too negative, but I find it kind of funny. And I tweeted about it recently, but I've been seeing, obviously, you guys have all seen this stuff, but seeing people putting up all these, you know, personal ads, and when I say that, that could mean so many different things. What I mean when I say that, because that really, like, I feel like that definitely doesn't point in what I mean, is that people, you know, they get these either small sponsorships or, you know, or real ones, you know. I don't obviously know all the inner workings of every person and all the deals that they're making, obviously. But there's a lot of people out there that are taking kind of like, let's say, you know, a company, Razer, you know, wants to throw you 25 cents every time you sell a $100 pair of headphones. You know what I mean? Although, yeah, I get it. That's cool. And maybe that'll work out for you and stuff. And that's fine. I'm not ragging on that stuff at all. I'm really not at all. But what I'm saying is, when people get like an opportunity, even if it's like not that crazy, kind of like the one I just made an example of, but even ones that are obviously more beneficial and worthwhile, the moment those opportunities show up, instead of being like, okay, it's time to get real, or it's time to, you know, like really create something new, or set your stamp, you know what I mean? Set your own thing right away, you know, make your own path that moment. It's the ultimate time you have your chance, right? But what I see is, and this is what I'm talking about, I think it's kind of crazy, is that constantly people are I get it. Now, before I get into it too much, I think it's got to do with advertising in general, just over the past forever. You know, basically since you're a little kid, you've been watching the same style of advertisement since like birth. and I feel like most people see, feel, and believe believe advertisement to be kind of like being a salesman and trying to get your sale across and by any means necessary. And that's, I guess, my main point. So my point is influencer marketing, and this is where it all blends together. Influencer marketing and people using their influence to market other people's stuff. Influencer marketing. That, the whole value behind it. And obviously, I'm not saying I'm the freaking, I mean, good God, this is my opinion. I'm not saying I'm the authority on this, obviously. I'm not trying to speak totally out of school. I just believe this is a strong opinion that really fits. And I think a lot of people would agree. But influencer marketing, the whole value behind it is that you have influence over the people that follow you because they like you and trust you. It's not because they, well, of course, some of it has to do with, you know, obviously your content and all that too. But the main value behind it is that they get who you are. It's not like they go, hey, look, you know, Brad Pitt's selling a Coca-Cola. I like Coca-Cola. That's a whole lot different than a guy that I watch that also has responded to me, chatted to me on Twitter, this, that, the other thing, has said, hey, I really enjoy Coca-Cola, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Whatever the freaking item is. I'm just obviously naming. Whether it's a big ticket, crazy mega thing like Coca-Cola or whatever. You know what I mean? Joe Schmo's, you know, mattress, you know, whatever it is. My point is, if you don't actually care about it, and more importantly, and some of this is more obvious than others, like kind of saying like you should stand behind products and stuff like that. Yeah, sure. We all know that. I'm not the first person to say that. That's obvious. But what I mean is the other side of it is people kind of fake standing, kind of like doing this, like, you know, basically popping these ads out under the like vibe that it's like, yeah, man, I'm just doing my thing. You know, it's just me out here, brother. And then it's almost like at the 30-second mark, they're like, and by the way, this completely like there's absolutely no connection You know what I mean? Between what they've been saying to what they're saying or who they are. And it's crazy. And it's so hard to say this without sounding like I either don't know what I'm talking about or salty or whatever. I'm really just trying to make a point because I get how someone who doesn't agree with this is going to immediately see it. And I really want to point out that I'm not ignoring the fact that there's a lot of awesome good parts to this, and that it's such a gray area. It's very, very difficult for some, even the individual doing it, to even realize that they're kind of stepped over that line into this cringy weirdness, as opposed to like, hey man, I really dig this. Like, well, okay, shit, I'd be an asshole if I didn't put myself into this a little bit, because I can use myself as an example. I don't, I don't sell a lot of them or whatever. It's not like a big deal. But, you know, but they've given me free stuff and it's a cool thing. And I can still, you know, if I pushed it a little bit harder, I could probably get, you know, some money out of it. But Gamer Gloves is a good example because that's people that I've had like a code for over a year now, you know. But the reason why I'm bringing myself into it is I've been warning them on stream, every stream in different pairs, of course, for over a year, almost two. Right. And only because it's been so hot the past couple of days that I haven't. But other than that, every single day for almost 2 years. And now that's proof in the pudding is kind of what I'm saying. Like, I'm going, hey, look. And in this whole time, I've only occasionally brought up, oh, yeah, by the way, technically, if you use this code, you know, I get a little piece or something. Like, I've never in it. And I'm not even. And again, I'm going to say it. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to be like, yeah, well, I'm cool because I didn't shill or whatever. You know, nah, that's not what I'm saying. What I mean is I made sure, like I put more than a year of like thought essentially into it. I made sure that I wasn't going, yeah, guys, you should definitely do this thing because I'm not really that sure. Go spend your money on something I'm not sure about. Like I wouldn't do that. And I feel like there's, instead of people getting to the point, right? And this is my main, you know, perception I'm trying to bring here is people get to this point, right? And they're like, okay. And I feel like what's bumming me out, I guess, is instead of the people getting this point being like, okay, I've made it, like I said before, time to forge my own path or time to make this awesome or time to create, to keep the value in this. Because think about it. Long term. Let's say everyone just starts, that becomes the norm. Everyone now is just a subtle advertiser for some sort of side thing that they're into and that they may or may not really even dig it. That means over time, the value behind, you know, streamers or creators or YouTubers or, you know, whatever, you know, you do, the value behind that is going to get diluted. You know, but here's my thing though. And this is where the value I feel like for other people right now listening, think about it truly what I'm saying right now, because instead of being like, oh shoot, maybe I'm doing this, or if you're not, or even being like he's wrong or whatever, you know, whatever you want to do, but at least bring into your mind, wait a minute, what if he's dead right? What if I'm about to be at that point, or I'm at that point, and I now have the choice to think, okay, how do I really show something that I want to either promote, market, sell, whatever, in a new way, and not this cheesy standard, hey, I, you know, post on Instagram, hey guys, you know me, I'm just out here creating content and stuff, brother, by the way, buy my stuff. Wait, what? Wait, what? Like, one or the other, man. You're either having a moment with us or you're selling us something. Don't try to blend it in, you know, in a weird, obvious, fake way, because that stuff, it's real obvious. Like, people, like, and I'm not trying to obviously say something obvious to respond to something obvious, but man, people, you know, they spend years on this stuff, you know, years, their whole lives. It's a high paying job. Like, you know, becoming an expert advertiser, you know what I mean? Like that's a skillful profession. And I feel like people are like, well, cool. Someone said I, you know, can make a quarter off every time I do this. I am now full-time advertiser. And that's awesome if you're thinking time to make it my own. And that's what I'm trying to bring today. That's what I'm trying to basically put into anybody's mind that's listening. Is if you're getting to that point where you're like, okay, I gotta start, you know, start making some money off this, or I need to start putting out the feelers for things that I want to stand behind. Just remember, you know, obviously for once, actually stand behind it, because come on, man, come on. Like, I really think I'm right here with, although it won't be apparent very quickly, it may not affect people for more than maybe even years of time. But I think if this becomes the norm and everyone is just kind of going, yeah, yeah, of course you shill. Like, you know, you don't just go time to, you know, be a real person. It's like everyone just goes, yeah, of course you just do whatever for a quick buck. It's like, come on, man. That is going to, in the long term, dilute the value of what you're doing in the first place, because the value is in the honesty. The value is in the trust and the fact that the person or the follower or the audience member or whatever it is, the viewer, that's because they either enjoy you, like you, trust you, whatever. But there's a connection there that I feel like you're betraying the moment you're thinking, Yeah. Whatever. I'm just saying some words because this is no different than if I was doing a TV advertisement and some guy was paying me money. And it's like, it is different. That's I guess my point. It is different. You know, it may not feel like it. And I know people their whole lives have watched ads be a certain way. So they think, well, this is now I've hit this moment. But it's like, it doesn't have to be that way. You know, this, and I get that it's easy to do that. And there's, you know, and I'm probably guilty of it myself. I don't know. I'm just going to say I am. I don't know. I probably am. So, you know, it, like I said, this isn't even a big issue and I don't want to keep it negative. I really wanted to bring some, you know, like I said, some value to the fact that this is something that it's definitely not affecting everybody yet. Not everyone even gets to the point where this even matters. You know, there's going to be plenty of people who are like, whatever. But it also, now actually, speaking on that really quick, this type of thing is something that you can kind of think you're a part of almost like day one. And I feel like that's a huge, huge failure point. Like that's a huge area to kind of mess up. I've had friends, people I know, fellow streamers, all kinds of people, you know, come in and start, let's say 2 weeks in, you know, or 1 week in or 1 month in or you know, whatever amount of time. But they come in very new, very green. And they're like, time to just start boom, 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 putting up like 5% off of, you know, I don't know, whatever all those things are. Let's see. Let's name one. You know, G Fuel. Actually, G Fuel, technically, I think they make you, they actually, you have to wait till you actually get to a certain point. So that's actually kind of a good example on the other end. There's a few out there that the companies themselves, they'll wait it out. You know what I mean? They don't just go, yeah, cool, sure. You know what I mean? Here, do what you want. Now, those are a little bit more legit just because like they care about who they put up as their thing. And that's kind of what I'm talking about, particularly companies that do that themselves. They're like, okay, yeah, obviously we want people that with popularity, but we're not just going to let every single person be like, yo, buy this stuff, because you're going to get a lot of jerks. You know what I mean? You're going to get a lot of bad people just being like, yeah, buy this. And by the way, I hate the world, you know, and you're like, oh, okay, shoot, maybe I shouldn't. You know, and it's the same type of thing. It's the same type of thing of what I'm saying, just from a different point of view. It's like putting out this weird, you don't want to be putting out this weird fake, you know, persona or even, I mean, I guess that is part of it. I guess it's just, like I said, it's a betrayal of trust, but that fake persona, it's very noticeable. And maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm like just sitting here a crazy man. But I feel like when I see these, and it's Twitter, I've seen it mostly on Twitter, Instagram, of course. And God, I probably sound crazy to some people, because some people it's like, yeah, they're getting to that point. But the others, they've been just looking at the stuff forever. And it feels like this is like an old conversation almost. But the reason why I don't feel like it's like it's almost it needs to be re-brought back is because, yeah, there's people who do it. There's been influencer growth for so long now. But streaming particularly, you know, like streamers out of just Twitch now are just starting to hit this point where it's become the norm and there's quite a lot of people. And you're seeing it too, because you're seeing people that aren't just like the biggest people. Like for instance, you're when you look at, let's say Mixer, Twitch, whatever, you don't necessarily, well, I'll use Mixer because I don't know enough about Twitch to want to speak on that. So let's say you go to Mixer and some of the top people there that are always on the main pages and always generally seen at the top areas, of course you're going to see their stuff like, yeah, you know, get these glasses, get this G Fuel, get this whatever. And that's fine. Of course, that's super normal and that's supposed to be like that. But what you're starting to notice now
is the people that you don't see that are just that are starting to get partnered, or that are just getting partnered, or that are just, or even not partnered yet, but are getting to high follower counts that other companies might go, yeah, sure, why not? You know, you can show my stuff a little bit. Word up. That's cool. I don't want to say show. That's a bad way to say it. If what I'm trying, what I'm saying in a positive way, that's really shitty way to say it. Well, you know what I mean. I'm using bad wording there, but yeah, that's kind of what I'm speaking on. It's this mid-level area where you're at a crossroads. You either become that guy that the people you've started to accrue and earn their trust and their respect. You're gonna soil it right before it really matters. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of why I do this. And I talk about things that some people don't want to talk about. I'll call people, not individually, but a lot of times I know people listen and they're like, oh shoot, he's probably talking about me. So I know that happens and must happen. There's no way the community is still small enough. That's what's cool too. That's what's kind of cool, because it's still small enough to kind of know. You know what? I liked this. I think it was, I'm pretty damn sure actually. I think it was, what the heck? I can't remember if it was, I think it was the Mixer. Yeah, the Suits homie. Yeah, I think it was him. Like I said, I hate using names in case I'm wrong. But yeah, I'm pretty sure one of the heads of Mixer, if not like the head, I'm pretty sure, was saying, put out a tweet recently that was like, hey, you know, kind of watch what you say. This is still a small community. You know, things get around. You're going to lose business. And damn, that's so right. You know what I mean? That is so right. And that kind of, I guess, fits into what I'm saying a little bit here. It's not necessarily, because I'm talking a little bit about like advertising and stuff, but yeah. That talk about being dead on and really, and a reminder, I mean, even for myself, I like to pride myself on making sure I put the word out and I make sure I'm speaking my truth. But definitely, you know, I'm not trying to always be negative so that type of thing doesn't attribute. You know, you basically, when you're doing some kind of commentary, like I do a little bit of, but when you're doing commentary and you're speaking on things that some people don't like to hear or have strong opinions against, it's easy to get lumped into like, oh, that guy's kind of a little toxic or whatever. So that's why I go out of my way to like not name names, even if it's like good stuff. I don't really try to name names, and I don't, you know, even if I'm calling something out, I don't do it where anyone's going to get any flack for it. It's just my opinion. So and even on Twitter and stuff, I'll say things that are like, geez, is this kind of crazy or what? But I'm not calling anyone out specifically. I'm not going like they're idiots. You know what I mean? I usually try to make it constructive. It bring a kind of like with the podcast. The whole idea is to bring forth a new perspective in your mind that you probably hadn't visited yet, but might have been right in front of you. And that's like honestly, it's a good portion of my episodes. That's the thought behind it. It's this perspective that I have, or maybe a realization that I'd have about something that I've seen in the space, the gaming space, or mainly the streaming space in particular. When I notice something or think something's a big deal or a bother, it you know, oh, I go, and it turns on basically an episode, you know, whether it's 10, 15, an hour, you know, whatever, however long, but they'll just appear in my mind when I see something. And then instead of like, I don't tweak it in any way where it's like, all right, let me make sure everyone's happy. But like I said, I give myself a little rule set that meaning, Like with the no names thing, I kind of just did that on the spot from the beginning because I thought, you know what, that could get cringy and pretty sketchy pretty quickly. Because yeah, one guy might not matter and one person might think it's funny, but that third person might be like, dude, you know, you call me out by name, like what's going on here? And I'm like, you know what I mean? That's just, you know, even myself, I might be a little weirded out if I found out some other streamer's podcast was specifically being like, JT, that guy sucks. You know what I mean? Like, that bummed me out. So I get it. So that, you know, it's that type of stuff. So either way, I guess when it comes down to it, or my total thought to this, or my thought process is, make sure, I mean, this is obvious, but maybe it isn't. Make sure you're being true to yourself, even when you're trying to make that buck. Because I think in the long run, And I'm telling you again, I'm not in a place where I can say, hey, I've done this part, I've done this part, I failed here, I succeeded here. And now I'm at this point where I can say, I'm not at that area. This is a perception, and I'm in the midst of it. You know what I mean? I'm actively building. And me, unlike others, and I don't know if this is, you know, I don't know yet. Time will tell. But the fact that I don't ever really try to sell myself as opposed to always just provide stuff. You know, I try to be live as much as I can. I stream a lot of hours per week, and I'll stream up 10 hours pretty normally. And you know, I mean, that's like, that'll be a normal. I mean, usually it's like 7 or 8 or whatever, but getting to like 10 is nothing. Like, that's nothing. But here's my thing. This is what I've been thinking of a lot. Although that's cool. Like, the amount of hours I just said, and that's kind of great. I'm there. I'm available more often, yada, yada, this, that, the other. What I've noticed over time, I know this is a little bit off topic, but it's important. What I've noticed in doing that on the bad side of things is not having that particular schedule. And don't get me wrong, I'm not going to go into that. I've done that enough. But not having that an ending point, more importantly, not having like, okay, it's 3 hours or 6 hours, or even if it is 10 hours, but knowing there's that 10-hour ending point, it's hard to plan how you're going to do things. It's easier to burn out without realizing you're burning out, because it's hard to even know what's happening while it's happening, right? So let's say I start a stream and doing my thing. Yeah, having a good time, excited, having fun. And a couple hours go by and I'm kicking it. And then all of a sudden it's, you know, it's hour 7. And maybe I haven't eaten anything. And then, you know, and it's just like time's going by. And all of a sudden, I'm not really quiet, but the conversation's a little weak. Or I notice maybe I'm just kind of mildly commenting on the game, but I'm not really being very funny, or, you know, things like that, you know. And it's like, oh, okay. Sometimes, and this is an obvious point, but I still think it's a good thing. Sometimes that structure within, like your structure within your schedule, that ends up can enrich your content big time by giving yourself boundaries to work with, because I know the. And I thought, I almost thought this was a strength at the beginning for a while. And I was wrong. I'll admit when I'm wrong. I absolutely made a mistake where I thought, okay, if I have more time, more freedom, I'll be able to just fit more stuff in and just be able to just, and then in the long run, it'll all just kind of pile up with all this madness I'm able to do. But what happened is lots of time went by and I put lots of time in, but I stopped focusing on specific stuff. And then instead of all these things kind of culminating, they all started to fade. Even like the podcast, like anyone who listens, you might even notice like, oh, wow, there's this huge chunk of time where you didn't do episodes. And that's true for like everybody. And I feel, and it's embarrassing too, because it's like, that's something I talk about. I'm like, all these punks out here, they always just disappear, you know? And that's why I'm here. I'm still here. You know, I didn't disappear. I just I didn't have the episodes. I didn't have them. I want to be honest. I didn't have them. They weren't in the old brain. They weren't there. And for whatever reason, I can't explain all that. I would love to. But I think it connects to what I'm saying now with, if you put too much stuff on your plate and you don't have that structure, particularly with a time frame, it makes focusing very, very difficult. So what I can kind of say from my recent points of view, and having things, I'm going to be, Even if I want to stay on, I'm going to start setting ending times, definitely. So that, I mean, it's kind of like an episode of a show. I mean, it's the easiest thing to realize. You know what I mean? You go to watch a show, you dig on TV or whatever, and it's on at 7 o'clock, 7, 8. And you fit that into your day, or you know what's going on. You know, you're like, oh, I got to go to bed at 10. I'll catch a show, hit a shower, you know, whatever. And then I'm going to bed. You know, whatever it is, you plan it out because of the time frame. Now, I feel like, for some people, it's great because they're like, oh, great. They're more free people. So they're more open. They're not really scheduled. So they like the fact that it's like, oh, cool. Whenever he's on so many hours, they'll just pop on. He'll be there. That's cool. But I feel like the majority, and this is a big, big thing I need to remind myself about, but the majority of people like the schedule, like a plan. They like to have that structured setup so that it can fit in their lives. And before I'm repeating something I've said and other people have said, before I get too much into them, I only wanted to kind of talk about this again. I mean, first it popped into my head mainly because it's something I've been thinking about myself for my own stream, It's been something I think about a lot lately. And it's also, like I said, with a lot of projects that started to get all over the place, I realized, okay, some of the quality, it's because the quality I thought wasn't tip top. And it's like, I didn't want to, like, for instance, I made, I think, 2 episodes of the podcast. In between that time, I posted 1 and then I like apologized. It's the only one I ever thought I posted that wasn't good. And that's my point. I put it up just to put it up. You know what I mean? It wasn't because it wasn't, like I said before, something happened that kind of inspired an episode and then I made it. That's how I was doing it for so long. Boom, 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 boom. And the second I was like, wait, I just need to make one because it's been a long time, was when it was pretty bad. You know what I mean? It was pretty bad. And when I say bad, it meaning I didn't really have any actual thing I wanted to talk about. Even like right now, I'm a little off topic, no big deal, but I already spoke about what I wanted to speak about. Now this is just kind of a little bit of a chat before I end, and by the way, just so you guys know, I'm working through a browser right now and it likes to stop itself at 30 minutes. So in about 5 minutes, I'll probably stop anyway, just so that we don't have to do some weird stop and restart. So that's why it may sound like I'm a little bit off topic here, but it's more just that there's stuff that's been in my mind all over the place. I wanted to get some of it out so that we can continue to grow. Really, that's been the whole point of this. And I know some of it's gotten negative and some of it has gotten all over the place, but in the end or in the long run, the whole point of it is to grow. Is to bring realizations, you know, is to bring the new perceptions so that when you hear it and it kicks that little thing in your brain, oh yeah, shoot, I didn't think about that part yet. You know, I hear that a lot when I'm talking to people on the stream. Oh, I didn't think of it that way. I never saw that before. I never, you know, people have played Ark, for instance, you know, they play the game for 2 straight years and then they watch me play it for 24 hours and they go, damn, I never even seen that or never thought about that, you know. Even within games, part of what I like to provide and what I like to do is trying my best to be unique. And I don't even think I have to try. I think I am a unique person, but that's something that I've always considered a strong value, if not one of my main values, is although, yeah, I may be fun and hype and all these things like that, but you got to be unique. And there's a lot of take, like one other thing I want to point out too, because I think this is kind of cool, or at least worth talking about before we end here, is that depending on what type of streamer you are, right? Whether you're a hype streamer, you're a chill streamer, you're variety, you're competitive, there's all kinds of different styles. Remember, there's this give and take, and I have to remind myself too, because with like the excitement and like me being able to like sing something or dance around or something when I'm all hyped up and get my vibe on, like that comes with another side. You know what I mean? That's I find myself berserking over games sometimes where I never really used to do that. Like I never really got mad at games. Now, like because I think I'm so much bringing myself into this more excitable part of me, I also have to deal with the other when I lean the other way. It's a strange thing to talk about and a strange thing to bring up, but I think it might be true for a lot of you guys out there, and you're realizing, holy shit, yeah, I've been keeping that to myself. JT knows. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's been happening to you guys, but I feel like it's happening to me as well. Is that since I've tapped into like, yo, it means when like that something happens, like I said, something happens in the game, I'm way more be like, ah, damn. You know what I mean? And I'm like, and I can feel it. Like I can feel it in my mind, in my body. It's different. You know, it's way more like increased. But like I said, on both sides, for the good and the bad. So I know that sounds wild, but it's true. And I wanted to share that with you guys because I think some of you guys out there might go, whoa, I didn't notice it yet. You're right. And now, because of the realization of it and the new perception, you can work with it. You know, you're like, oh, wow, now you can work with that knowledge. So let me leave you guys with that. Remember, you're still growing. You're still becoming a new person. And if you're out here actively streaming and doing this type of stuff, that means you're the type of person that wants to take the next step and that wants to keep growing as a person. Like, you know, anyone that's still doing it and spending time like listening to podcasts and stuff like that, that means you're in the thick of it. You're doing the thing. And we're all proud of you because that's all that matters, man. If you're working hard, then screw everybody else. Keep going. So I'm going to head this off because I got like 20 seconds left before this is going to make me restart. And obviously we can do that, but point has been made, my friends. And much love. I will catch you guys later. Remember to share this with your friends. Subscribe. It's on Spotify or whatever. Click that little follow wherever you're listening. It. Try to follow that action. All right, guys. I'll catch you later. Thanks for chilling with me. And remember, if you don't know for real though, get to know for real though. Hey guys, if you want to help me out to take this podcast on new frontiers and new horizons, then all you have to do is go to www.anchor.fm/JTForRealDough/support to support the show and make the dream possible.
Yo, and don't anybody forget about ForRealDough.com for the blog and all kinds of other streamer and content creation content.